Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Yahoo went with Twitter is joking about who Pete Davidson should date next, and it's way too good. Adam tweets, me still camping in line to date Pete Davidson. This is taking forever. Big Tucson Dad tweets, Pete Davidson has been spotted with Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Simone suggests, I hope Pete Davidson's next way more famous girlfriend is Susan Sarandon. Kira went with my favorite, watch Pete Davidson date Queen Elizabeth. I've actually seen a mock-up of what that would look like. It's quite funny. Scambuka says, Pete Davidson spotted taking Liza Minnelli out on a date to his favorite pizza place on Staten Island. Stop Donating suggests Oprah. Paige suggests Martha Stewart. Tim suggests Taylor Swift's private jet. And Korhar says, if you say Pete Davidson's name in a mirror three times, he'll come date you. So obviously the basic premise of Pete Davidson was dating Kim Kardashian. She's older, he's younger. We suspect that Kim does everything for publicity. You know, there's basic humor to that story. There's also the serious side. And from People, the headline, Pete Davidson has been in trauma therapy due to Kanye West's online harassment. An insider told People, the attention and negativity coming from Kanye and his antics is a trigger for Pete, and he's had to seek out help. The source adds that Pete has no regrets for dating Kim and wants it to be made very clear that she's been nothing but supportive of him throughout their relationship. Moving forward, he just wants to focus on his career. A different insider said part of the reason they split was because of their busy schedules. They both travel all the time and it was hard. Michael Scott is going through my brain. This is a serious story. Don't do it, Johnny Mac. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. They both travel all the time and it was hard. I mentioned yesterday that Kanye had posted Skeet Davidson dead at 28. A source tells People that both Pete's team and Kim's team have reached out to Instagram about the post. An insider says his team and Kim's have reached out repeatedly to Instagram asking to make the platform a safer space. Kim does not tolerate this type of behavior from Kanye. I saw a separate story suggesting that Kanye's Instagram had been, quote, wiped. I haven't verified that with my own eyes. I do not follow Mr. West on Instagram. More insiders. Kim is upset about the breakup, but the schedule made it so hard and the fact they were living in two different cities, blah, blah, blah. Yet another insider says, Pete and Kim have definitely been slowing down. Things heated up quickly in the beginning when he could travel back and forth to see Kim and spend time with her, but his schedule's gotten so packed. Pete is still super bummed, though, about the breakup. They really hit it off and had a ton of fun together, but it feels like it ran its course. It was an amicable split. They discussed ending their relationship for a bit. It wasn't sudden. It wasn't a mutual decision. Getting back together is not in the cards right now. So my analysis, they had discussed it for a bit, and they decided to announce it on the day Pete's movie came out. Okay. Back to comedy, Pete Davidson's appearance at Toronto Just for Laughs, which was scheduled for September 25th, has been canceled. CBC News confirmed this from Just for Laugh. Pete Davidson was announced as a Just for Laughs Toronto headliner back in June. An email that Just for Laughs sent to ticket holders gave the reason as a scheduling conflict. So I put some thought into this, and I think there are three possibilities. One, Pete is sad over the breakup. Two, Pete is in Australia filming a movie and the movie shoot's running long. Or three, this is my theory, Pete is sad and is going back to his safe space, Saturday Night Live, which I think comes back at the end of September, early October. So maybe it's that. My daughter actually asked me, which one do I believe? And my answer to her was, although three is the most fun from a podcast standpoint, I probably think it's just number two and the movie's running long. Let's stay on Gossip Corner. The New York Times heading up Gossip Corner today. They were talking to Joe Coy about a bunch of things. He's got a movie that I'm tired of talking about. But their question to Joe Coy, hey, Joe Coy, you recently broke up with Chelsea Handler. Are you two still friends? Joe Coy said, we're always going to be friends. We're better friends than we are as a couple. But her future is beautiful. What she's getting ready to do is amazing. New York Times is like, aw. Well, maybe they didn't say aw. Aw, is there a secret to amicable breakups? Joe Coy. Oh, yeah. My ex-wife is my best friend. Why? I just bought a house and she lives right next to me. She has all the keys to my cars. She has the keys to my house. I don't understand the whole we're divorced. I hate this person for the rest of my life. If you're going to continue to hate the other person, the only one who suffers is the kid. And that's the crap I went through growing up. All right. I see your point there, but next door? From the left button, Trey Parker and Matt Stone had to scrap a Donald Trump deepfake movie. The reason why? COVID. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Back in late 2020, Trey and Matt released something called Sassy Justice. That was a one-off parody show that was satirizing the world of deepfakes. Left button says it was funny and even featured some scarily accurate deepfakes, including one of Donald Trump. But apparently, they were going to do much more. Trey Parker talked to the LA Times and said, not a lot of people know that we were a day away from starting production on the first feature movie we had done since Team America World Police. We were going to start shooting on the day that the pandemic shut everything down. It was months and months of getting ready for that movie to just being like, nope, it's over. I went to the office to start packing up my things because I was just in kind of shock. It was going to be Deepfake the Movie. It was about this guy who looked exactly like Trump because we deepfaked Trump's face onto him. And it was this whole funny thing because, of course, it ends up with Trump just naked and getting run through the ringer and everything. And that's why it was so funny and timely. The project is currently on hold. But if Trump runs for office again, they say the project could come back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I spent my Tuesday night at Jimmy Buffett's concert at Jones Beach, and it was terrific. And what I did while I was there is I walked around the parking lot with my recorder, and I recorded an episode of my Travel Is Back travel podcast. And this week, Travel Is Back takes you to Margaritaville, also known as Jones Beach Parking Lot 5. So a little change of pace on the travel pod this week. Hanging out with the Parrot Heads. Great show, great time. So if you want some parking lot atmosphere, Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. The High Plains Comedy Festival, coming back in September, the 8th through the 10th, in Denver, Colorado. They announced the first wave of comics. This is just the first wave of the High Plains Comedy Festival in Denver in September. Ready? This year includes Kyle Kinane, Nick Thune, Steph Tolev, Sheng Wang, Guy Branum, Jenny Zagrino, Shane Torres. That's just the first line of 7 lines of comics. I'm not going to sit here and read names to you for an hour. Let me just skim here and see. Blair Stoci is on the list. Yodoi Travis. Pink Fox, who I just saw at Montreal. See, that's why I go to Montreal 3 weeks ago. I would have just skimmed past the name Pink Fox. Pink Fox is terrific. I'm skimming the rest of the list. These are lesser known comedians. Doesn't mean that they're not good. They're just less famous and not household names. So let's move on from the laugh button. Andrew Santino has announced a new special on social media. He'll be recording his at the Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado on September 24th. So that is after the previously mentioned festival. Andrew Santino, you know him. He's the redhead guy. Shows up a lot of acting roles. He's pretty good. What was that one on Showtime that was totally not about Mitzi Shore? It was took place in the 70s. He was on that one. He was good in that. Anyway, Andrew Santino taping a new special September 24th in Denver. There's a pre-sale cheat code. The code is CHEETO, like the orange things that you eat, C-H-E-E-T-O. That's your code. Apple TV Plus has announced a two-part documentary about Steve Martin. That's cool. The Hollywood Reporter has a big fluff piece about Steve Martin, how awesome he is. They asked him if he's retiring. Steve Martin said, "When this television show is done," meaning Only Murders in the Building, "I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. I don't want to do cameos. This is weirdly it." But later in the conversation, Steve adds that he's not really that interested in retiring. "My wife keeps saying, you always say you're going to retire and you always come up with something. I'm not really interested in retiring. I'm not. But I would work just a little less, maybe." New topic, Kenan Thompson will host the 2022 Emmy Awards. The SNL star will MC the ceremony airing on NBC and streaming on Peacock Monday, September 12th. The Emmys choosing to go up against Monday Night Football. The Denver Broncos are at the Seattle Seahawks. Don't you want to hear Joe Buck on ESPN? No. Kenan says, "Being part of this incredible evening when we honor the best of the television community is ridiculously exciting, and to do it on NBC, my longtime network family, makes it even more special. Like all TV fans, I can't wait to see the stars from my favorite shows." Oh, that is such a generic quote. Who wrote that for you, Kenan? He'll be really good at that, but that quote is a little generic. The Emmy Awards, live, 8 East, 5 West, Monday, September 12th. You know who else is hosting an award show? Tig Notaro and Dulce Sloan. That's right. They'll host the 2022 Hollywood Critics Association TV Awards. Those are on August 13th and 14th. Two-day award show? Really? Sloan will host the August 13th show. Tig will host the August 14th show. Let's look at The Friends, Rachel Fairburn. Her show's called Can I Be Awful? The Guardian asked her some questions, and question number one, any bugbears from the world of comedy? I guess bugbears is British for bugaboos. Rachel Fairburn's bugbear is, "I hate how a lot of comedians seem to have sucked the funny end of comedy. Be as serious as you like, tell people about big ideas, but please, for the love of God, make people laugh. Can you remember a gig so bad it's now funny?" Rachel Fairburn said, "The best bad gigs happen to other people. There's nothing better than watching a comedian pal die a death on stage and firing up WhatsApp to tell everyone. You'll have to ask around the comedy circuit for my worst gig. Someone else will tell it better." All right, what's one thing you wish you knew when you were starting out? "How many things I would miss out on because I'd be gigging at weekends. I've missed birthdays, legendary nights out, holidays. You have to decline so many potentially fun things with your mates that eventually they stop asking because they assume you'll be busy." At least that's why I think they've stopped calling. Uh-oh, I've made this awkward. And Sean McCarthy continues to hustle over at Fringe, his website, The Comics Comic. He reviewed Alice Fraser's Kronos. 4 stars out of 5. Ostensibly a show about writing a show, Kronos recounts a train ride Fraser took from London to Glasgow as she prepared to preview her latest show, only to find herself staring at a blank page just hours before showtime. So she'd write it on the train. Brilliant idea, right? She'd observe her fellow first class passengers and mind their behaviors for content. Now here's an interesting note. Sean wrote, "I've noted that this is a 4-star show, but only 3.5 stars if you're watching it at the actual Edinburgh show. Why? That's because Fraser's forced up against a boisterous show that started 15 minutes before hers, specifically Grace Campbell's, a show about men, whose noise bleeds through the wall behind the back row of Fraser's audience. On the night I attended, an audience member for Fraser also brought a baby into the room, which competed for attention." That's a fascinating review. I mean, he wrote more. I don't want to be unfair to Sean McCarthy in The Comics Comic. I'm obviously cherry-picking sentences. But the part of the review I read was, "Hey, the show's awesome, except you can't hear it. There's a baby." Alice Fraser Kronos runs through August 29th at the Gilded Balloon Teviot, parentheses, Sportsman's. I guess if you're Scottish, you know what the hell that means. And that is your comedy news for today. Fins up. Go listen to Travel Is Back wherever you get your shows. Comedy back tomorrow wherever you get your shows. You know the deal. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.